Good morning. It's the 10th of January. Our New Testament reading today is Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to read to you from a relatively new book by Brother Jonathan Cope, the title of which is Looking Unto Jesus. We dip into the text partway through a discussion about the family of Jesus. I read. I say this not to imply that the other family members were faithless. In the case of Mary and Joseph, we know this was not the case, nor, in due course, was it true of his brothers. Yet people judged Jesus by his family, and this is undeniably still true today. People judge our body, and by extension the Lord Jesus Christ, by those who profess to believe and follow him. Men judge Jesus not simply by his actions and words, but also by his brothers and sisters. And this is still the case in our day. We are all adverts for the truth. We are roadside hoardings for the Son of God. It's a sobering thought. Later in the ministry, we read of Mary and her other sons desiring to speak to the Master. Some have surmised that Joseph had died by this time, and they wanted to discuss this with him. Scripture doesn't teach this, but it's a possibility, but nothing more. At that particular time, our Lord was inside a house, teaching. They stood outside and sent a message, asking for him to come to them. His reply is extremely powerful and relevant even today. We read it in verses 47 to 50 of Matthew chapter 12. He answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. The teaching of the Master is so simple, so forceful, so important. We become part of God's family by believing and obeying his words and following his Son. This demonstrates that, much as family relationships are important, and they are, the spiritual relationships we enjoy with those inside the Ecclesia are far greater in importance. Obviously, we have a duty to those to whom we are related. Parents should always be there for their children. As they grow, children should help their parents. The Master rightly condemned the scribes and Pharisees for their neglect of their parents in Mark chapter 7. Corban was nothing more than an excuse for legalised neglect and embezzlement. So yes, we must care for family members. But the duty we have to the fellow members of the Ecclesia, our spiritual brothers and sisters, comes first. And family relationships should never cause our judgment to become impaired. What have we seen in these few passages? Being related to Jesus Christ brought pressures and trials that were surely unique. Growing up with one who was sinless would have been an amazing thing. Yes, he was different. No, he wouldn't do what other young men did. But he was also kind. He was helpful. He always put others first. And he never caused pain. And what of you and me? We too, as brothers and sisters in Christ today, may face great difficulties because of the things we believe and the way we attempt to live. There will be times when we experience hardship, mocking, or even cruelty simply because of who we are. But like those who grew up with Jesus in Nazareth, there are also benefits, the like of which members of other families will never know. We are sons and daughters of the living God. In his mercy, eternity is before us, where we can enjoy the benefits of the company of the Lord Jesus as a family forever. Thank you for listening.